With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kathleen Schock. In the early days of the Creek Fire, photographs went viral of what looked like a mushroom cloud billowing over the blaze. FM89's Carrie Klein reports that cloud may help scientists better understand the relationship between wildfires and climate.
That striking cloud formation is called pyrocumulonimbus, and it's a thunderstorm complete with thunder and lightning generated by a wildfire. Meteorologist David Peterson with the Naval Research Laboratory in Monterey says in this case, that smoky chimney shot as high as 50,000 feet.
So all that smoke goes straight into those clouds, and it makes one of the dirtiest clouds on Earth, if you will. And there are many similarities to a volcanic eruption.
These formations, called pyro-CBs for short, are actually relatively common, but not a lot is known about them. That's because, unlike volcanic eruptions, the study of pyro-CBs is relatively young, only a few decades old.
These pyro-CB storms have not been studied to that degree, and so the question of the role of pyro-CB in the climate system has yet to really be determined.
He says this pyro-CB was one of the largest ever observed in the U.S., and it should help address important research questions, including whether pyro-CBs are a result or driver of climate change. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.